What's the difference between vitamin C, D, selenium, zinc, all the things we heard about during COVID, and hydrogen? So vitamin C's and the antioxidants that we know of, they are large molecules and they are charged. And because they're charged, they cannot cross the cell membrane and they cannot enter the cell. Now, hydrogen is the only antioxidant that is not charged and easily can cross the cell membrane and enter the cell to protect our RNA, DNA, mitochondria, proteins, and everything else.
He's a best-selling author, award-winning filmmaker, inspirational speaker, certified nutrition coach, plant-powered athlete, and host of the number one holistic health podcast in the world, Nathan Crane.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Before we get started, I want to give you a free gift that I have spent over a decade researching thousands of hours of peer-reviewed studies and interviewing hundreds of world-leading functional medical doctors and cancer conquerors that lays out a blueprint for helping your mind and body become a cancer-fighting fortress for natural cancer prevention and healing. And that's my Amazon number one best-selling book, Becoming Cancer-Free. The physical copy sells for like 10 bucks on Amazon, which, you know, you can go get that if you want, but I'm happy to give you the ebook absolutely free. Just head over to becomingcancerfree.com and you can download that ebook instantly. Again, that's becomingcancerfree.com and it's yours as a gift from me to you for tuning into this podcast. All right, let's get to the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I am joined by Dr. Mike Van Thielen. Dr. Mike, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me, Nathan. It's a pleasure.
So Dr. Mike is the best-selling author of Access to Success. He's the founder of the Health Freedom Movement, a speaker where he shares stages with people like Les Brown and Brian Tracy and Darren Hardy. He's got over 30 years in optimal health, anti-aging, sports performance, nutrition, and biohacking. He was a record-breaking swimmer himself, All-American athlete, and coached the Belgian Olympic swim team. He's also the medical director at Clary Gen Z Health. And he's a physician at Boston Neuro Pain and Psych Centers. So, Dr. Mike, I'm excited about the conversation today. I want to get into, you know, performance and health performance and longevity and anti-aging. And share, if you don't mind, maybe we can start with some of the cutting-edge things that you guys are doing in the clinics and the places that you're working with clients and patients, in helping them to really optimize their health for, you know, longevity and for anti-aging. What are some of the things that you're seeing a lot of success with?
Well, you know, it kind of depends, but because I categorize my patients or clients in different categories to see where what the next step is. But generally speaking, when it comes to biohacking, or like I like to call it, upgrading the body, the mind, and life, objectively reversing our biological age, you know, currently I think my top three biohacks or treatments, if you will, would be, you know, number one, hydrogen inhalation, molecular hydrogen inhalation. I think I've been helping many people with cancer, Parkinson's, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, all the way to top athletes, and I inhale it an hour per day myself. So I think that would be one of the top three. The other one, I think, would be NAD plus and NADPH, which help obviously with our mitochondrial function, genetic expression, and the list goes on. And the number three, I think I would have to say breath work, because it's very underrated. Oxygen obviously is important to live, but at the same time, too much oxygen is oxidizing, it's oxidative stress, it's rusting, it's aging, and we really don't want to age, right? So unfortunately, most of us don't know how to breathe in properly and exhale properly, and utilize the nose to do that. So I think it's something very simple and easy to learn, which makes a huge difference when it comes to longevity and health. So those, I guess, today would be my top three, Nathan.
So let's start with molecular hydrogen inhalation. So why inhalation instead of, you know, hydrogen water, for example? I've got a hydrogen water machine. You know, it puts molecular high. Actually, I have two different machines. One that actually creates and puts molecular hydrogen into the water. And then I have a separate one that actually creates hydrogen as if it was a fresh spring up in the mountains coming out of the earth, where it's actually passing through the minerals, and the water passing through the minerals creates hydrogen in the water. Maybe that's two conversations. What's your thoughts on hydrogen and water, and then why molecular hydrogen inhalation?
Well, first of all, when it comes to the water, which obviously has been around for a few years, the inhalation is newer. But the water usually the concentration usually is about 1.7 cc RML, same thing, cc RML per liter of hydrogen in water, right? So with the inhalation, based on the type of equipment that you use, I got a piece of equipment I'm looking at that produces 600 cc's of flow rate per minute. Now, the concentration of pure hydrogen is only 4.3, because at 4.5%, it would ignite and become flammable, right? So 4%. So I'm getting about 25 cc's or mls per minute, while you're getting about 1.7 per liter. So if I inhale 10 to 15 minutes, you would have to drink 100 gallons to get the same amount. So that's kind of the difference. Now, there's one reason why I think the water would be more applicable. And I like the combination, because the equipment I have does both the inhalation and produces the water, right? And if I'm going to drink water anyway, it's got to be hydrogen water. Why not, if you're going to drink the water, right? But if we're talking about patients or people that have gut problems or stomach problems or GI problems, then I think drinking may be a good idea, because now it comes in direct contact with the area. When we inhale it, obviously it goes through the system, right? And it goes through the whole body. But if we can get in direct contact immediately with the gut, people with Crohn's disease, IBS, any stomach issues, digestive issues, food intolerances, whatever, I think the drinking there would be important. I would suggest a combination of both that would work synergistically, of course.
Yeah, so can you talk about the benefits of hydrogen? I mean, hydrogen is one of the, if you go to PubMed, I mean, literally thousands of studies on hydrogen, its role.
2400, yeah.
Yeah, its role in the body, it's, you know, what it does at cellular level, the repairing of, mitochondria, the gastrointestinal tract, and what it does for, helping heal the gut. Like, there's so many benefits from hydrogen. Can you talk about some of the top ones?
It has a benefit right now. Those 2,400 studies, it shows that it's has a positive effect on over 170 diseases, right? Including cancer, neurodegenerative diseases like dementia, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, and also, autoimmune conditions. And you would say, wow, how can it help all those diseases? Well, because it works on a mitochondrial cellular level, right? That's why it has an impact on everything that has to do with health and disease. So I think the first thing people need to understand, that molecular hydrogen basically is the smallest molecule that we know. It's the lightest element on the planet, and it's a potent antioxidant. But what's the difference between vitamin C, D, selenium, zinc, all the things we heard about during COVID, and hydrogen, right? So vitamin C's and the antioxidants that we know of, they are large molecules and they are charged. And because they're charged, they cannot cross the cell membrane and they cannot enter the cell. Now, hydrogen is the only antioxidant that is not charged and easily can cross the cell membrane and enter the cell to protect our RNA, DNA, mitochondria, proteins, and everything else, right? So I think that's number one. Number two, let's talk about this for a second. Let's take the one of the worst diseases, cancer, right? So what is cancer? Cancer is a mutation of what? The DNA of our nucleus and the DNA of our mitochondria. That's what cancer is, a mutation of those DNAs. Now, what causes the mutation of those DNAs? Well, it's free radicals inside the cell, like hydroxyl free radicals. And so they cause the mutation. And there are studies, like you mentioned, out there that show that hydrogen is a selective antioxidant, meaning it can go inside the cell and neutralize those harmful hydroxyl free radicals, which cause the mutation of the cells. So it shows that hydrogen has an anti-tumor effect. It suppresses the formation of tumors. I mean, that's huge. That's on its own, right?
Have you heard of PEMF therapy for cancer? Well, this podcast is brought to you by Dr. Pollack, and he wants to share with you the groundbreaking research of pulsed electromagnetic PMF-field therapy in the treatment of cancer. Studies show PMF therapy can help control the cancer process and give safe, non-toxic, and non-invasive symptom management. PMF therapy may enhance other cancer support and treatments, lower inflammation, and promote tissue healing. Studies show it's possible to improve your general well-being and recuperate from surgery, radiation, and chemo better and more quickly. Embrace a comprehensive approach to cancer treatment with PMF therapy, a vital tool on your path to prevention, treatment, and recovery. For caring and professional guidance and recommendations from Dr. Pollock, go to drpollock.com/intro to cancer. That's drpawluk.com/intro to cancer. You know, with the cold and flu season here, it's critically important that we enhance and strengthen our immune systems. Yes, would you agree? The problem is, though, that there's so much confusion out there when it comes to what actually works for our bodies and for our health. Well, I'll tell you what I used. I use Maison Beljanski's wellness products. Maison Beljanski's products are backed by science to not only help empower the immune system, but can support detoxification and contribute to our overall health. Coming from Europe, the all-natural Beljanski formulas are now available in the United States and are recommended by top doctors everywhere. A lot of the colleagues I work with, functional medicine practitioners that work with patients with all kinds of diseases, are recommending Maison Beljanski's products to their very own patients. As a special sponsor of this podcast, Maison Beljanski has included a very special discount offer for all of my listeners. You can get 15% off your first order using the promo code Nathan, and you'll always enjoy free shipping when you order 4 products or more. You can grab your wellness products today at maisonbeljanski.com. That's MAISONBELJANSKI, maisonbeljanski.com, and use code Nathan for 15% off.
And so that's number one. It's the antioxidant that can protect us inside the cell. It's the only one, really. Number two, you know, a lot of those studies show that it has anti-inflammatory properties. So we know, especially conventional medicine now actually agrees that 90% or more of all diseases is directly correlated to systemic inflammation in our body. So hydrogen, again, can manage or reduce that systemic inflammation. The study showed that there's a significant reduction in TNF, tumor necrosing factor, and also in our interleukins, 1A, 1B, 6, 8, and 10. And what are those? Those are all cytokines. Those are cells that cause inflammation, and hydrogen reduces those cytokines and that inflammation. So again, strong anti-inflammatory, strong antioxidative. And then if we want to go a little bit deeper, obviously, it also stimulates autophagy, which is cleaning up dead cells and regenerating cells in our body. And it also is anti-apoptosis, which is a fancy word, again, for, you know, cell death, right? So it has many, many properties that will affect any human in a very positive way. And as you know, because you have it there, it's very easy to use. It's 100% safe. We don't need medical assistance to do it, and we can do it right from our own home.
Well, let's just talk about how natural hydrogen is in the human body already, right? There's science that's been published that shows the human body can produce somewhere around 13 liters of hydrogen gas in our large intestine daily, right? And that hydrogen gas is primarily produced from the fermentation of carbohydrates, let's say fruits and vegetables and beans and legumes and these kinds of things. The bacteria ferment the carbohydrates, and one of the byproducts is hydrogen, right? And hydrogen, not all of it gets reabsorbed into the body. I think it's what, maybe 30, 40% gets absorbed. The rest, you know, we burp it out, we fart it out, we breathe it out. But a lot of it is produced for the cellular function, the antioxidant function, the anti-cancer, the anti-tumor, the anti-inflammatory functions that you just talked about. So it's a very natural internal production that our bodies already do when we're eating healthy, real foods And we have good bacteria, good microflora in our gut that are producing this hydrogen as these, you know, all these natural effects.
Yeah, you just mentioned the problem, right? If we eat good, wholesome, organic foods, et cetera, and we have those, you know, fruits, vegetables, and fibers. So that's the first premise. The second premise is as we age, obviously, you know, also, you know, the enzymatic activity and the bacterial functions diminish. So as we age, it's even more important, to supplement, not just with supplements, but also in this case with hydrogen. Because what we really want to do, I mean, it kind of depends, right? So I use it an hour per day and inhale it. It's preventative medicine, right? Because if I can, and it's also, you know, increasing my performance as an athlete or even not as an athlete, my daily performance, my body and my mind, because again, it helps with the clean energy production within our mitochondria. It delays fatigue, it removes lactic acid from the blood much faster, and the list goes on, according to all the research that we mentioned. So, but I think when we are in a disease state, when we are diagnosed with a disease state, we're already in a compromise, right? So our body's putting out fires. And many times it has to do with, you know, a poor diet and many other factors that that are the causative factors. So, especially the people that are in health could benefit from reestablishing a good electrical potential or a microvoltage into the gut with hydrogen. Because many of those digestive problems, you know, when you go to the doctor, they will prescribe, you know, a specific diet. And often those diets don't work because they overlook the cause. The good bacteria that you just talked about, the anaerobic bacteria, they cannot colonize if the environment is not suitable for them. And so the environment needs to be 300 millivolts or higher. And hydrogen will accomplish that in a matter of just a few weeks, is to reestablish that environment in which those good bacteria can colonize. And so that's just another, you know, application of hydrogen, especially with people with GI problems and Crohn's disease, et cetera. In a few weeks, usually, we turn the situation around just by reestablishing that environment.
Wow. That's super powerful. All right, so we got hydrogen. Let's talk about NAD plus, right? Nicotinamide, something I find, you know, NAD plus or nicotinamide is found in basically every cell, right? Every healthy cell. And it's also what I find interesting is chemically, you know, structurally similar to nicotine. And we actually have nicotine receptors on many of our cells, which I don't think people realize. And there's actually nicotine found in many vegetables, especially the nightshade family, cauliflower. You know, nicotine is also known as an anti-venom, something people don't realize. This is all published research. But nicotinamide is slightly different than nicotine and has different functions at a cellular level. NAD plus, so as we know it today in a supplement form, can you talk a little bit more about it and why you use it, what you're using it for?
Yeah, no, again, yeah, it's all about research, right? But it shows that obviously NAD plus helps with mitochondrial function. We just talked about that, the energy factories. It also helps with upregulating and downregulating of genetic expression, so genetic modification. And longevity, because it stimulates the sirtuins, which are longevity proteins. So if we want to live longer, NAD plus is going to be important. And number four, I would think, if we talk about a DNA repair, right? Because, you know, oxidative stress causes what? Damage on a cellular and DNA level. But what most people don't know is that we have an innate DNA repair system called the ARTD1 repair system. It's a system of 17 enzymes that identify where the damage is and then, you know, start repairing the damage. So the question is, why does that system not work in most of us? Well, because that system needs fuel, and the fuel for our DNA repair system is NAD plus, right? And so again, you said it's in our body, but most people don't have an ample amount for it to do the functions that it should execute. And so, you know, and that's because of, I would say, toxemia, right? We put too many toxins in our body. We're exposed to too many toxins. And at the same time, now we got electromagnetic frequencies and radiation, which drastically reduces our reserves of NAD plus. So I always tell people it's not about just putting more NAD plus in your body or taking the precursors like NMN or niacin and those types of things. Yes, you can do this, but it's also about thinking, how can I protect my reserves of NAD plus? How can I mitigate you know, the exhaustion of these resources? How can I reduce the exposure to electromagnetic frequency and toxins in our blood and our body?
Yeah, a lot of these issues at a cellular level, these mitochondrial dysfunction, this DNA damage, this lack of, you know, cellular nutrition, you know, inside our cells, it's almost always due to two things, right? Toxic burden. So we're just exposed to so many toxins in our environment, our food, our water, our air, even emotional toxins and toxic stress, which downregulates our immune system, upregulates our sympathetic nervous system, releases, you know, norepinephrine and cortisol and these things that turn off our immune system. So toxic burden. And number two is nutritional deficiencies. And if you look at the SAD diet, the shitty American diet, as I call it, right, which most people are on, unfortunately, it's ultra processed foods, it's high sugar foods, it's a lot of added sugar. I mean, you're talking 17 teaspoons of sugar per day on average for the American. You know, that is way too much added sugar. You know, that's 60 pounds of sugar a year for the average person here in America. I mean, take 10 pound bowling balls and imagine eating that much processed sugar each year, and all the processed ingredients on top of it, the additives, the fillers, the junk that's in the food, not getting enough nutrition from our food where we should be, not getting enough exercise. Exercise is one of those precursors to NAD plus, right? If we exercise, it actually helps NAD plus be produced in the body, right? So not enough exercise, poor nutrition, and toxic burden. No wonder cancer is exploding. No wonder diabetes, obesity exploding. No wonder these chronic inflammatory diseases are exploding, you know, and yet we can control it by adopting these healthy diet and lifestyle habits and learning to overcome the addictions that these giant corporations have, literally scientists on board paying them millions of dollars to figure out how to make you addicted to their food, and yet it's poisoning you and killing you. And we're giving them our money saying, yeah, give me more of that. Give me more poison. Make me more addicted so you can buy another yacht, another giant building downtown, right? While I die and end up having to spend all my money and going into bankruptcy, you know, dealing with cancer bills at the hospital, which is also poisoning me, by the way. So it's such a sick and corrupt system. And yet you and I and everybody listening, we can take control by where we spend our money. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's 100% right. You know, I mean, when you look around you, the problem is that we have a lack of self-control and self-discipline, right? Most of us really choose for the short-term indulgences and pleasures and give up the long-term, the real-life treasures, which is obviously health and happiness and abundance and having fulfillment in life. And so you're right, you know, it's the propaganda. We're not slaves in shackles, but we are slaves, right? We've been put in this comfort zone with all these comforts, and we don't have any self-control anymore. And that's how we are subdued. And we need to really start taking control of our own life, our own health, and that of our loved ones. And it requires us to take a step out of that comfort zone and do something, meaning learn something, get some guidance, get a coach like yourself or a mentor, and get into that right direction, because those are the true treasures of life. And, you know, most of us don't have that self-discipline, self-control, and we're just going with the motions, being part of a corrupt system that is just poisoning us. That's 100% correct. I couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, and I want to get into the third thing you mentioned. You mentioned breath work. You know, breath work's awesome because it's free. We all breathe every day. Most of us breathe unconsciously. We just breathe automatically. And yet when we learn to take control of our breath, we actually take control of our nervous system. We take control of our immune system. We take control of our health and our well-being. We take control of our mental and emotional health. And there are so many forms of breath work. There's so many ways to do breath work. It doesn't have to be a 20 or 30 minute session, even though that can be really powerful. It can literally be short little pieces of breath work throughout the day, which is what I do. But I'd love for you to talk about breath work, benefits of it, science behind it, and maybe give people some strategies on what they can do at home.
Well, yeah, most people don't heard about it maybe, but didn't even start. So obviously it has many applications. You actually mentioned them all already. But first it's like, what's a normal breath, right? And most of us, as you know, our mouth breathers, our shallow chest breathers, whatever we call them. But The mouth is designed to eat and talk. The nose is designed to breathe. It's not designed to sneeze, right? It has a function, it's breath. And so a normal breath is 5 counts in through the nose, capturing that nitric oxide that's sitting here anyways and forcing it deep into the lower lobes of the lung and the tissues and the cells, and then 6 counts out through the nose, right? So the nose is, that's a normal breath in and out through the nose. But if we make a quick calculation, that means we only would breathe in approximately 5.5 breaths per minute. Most people now breathing in 16 to 20 times per minute through the mouth, right? So remember earlier we talked about, yes, we can go without oxygen, but too much oxygen will what? Will age us. It's oxidation. It's rusting, right?
Are you looking for a powerful immune system hack? Well, our sponsor, Better Way Health, produces one of the highest quality beta-glucans on the market. And beta-glucan is a powerful immune system booster, being called the most effective dietary supplement for a healthy immune system by the American Nutraceutical Association. I personally take beta-glucan from Better Way Health to help keep my immune system strong. And I'm grateful they're offering all of my listeners a special discount code when you order today. Head over to nathancrane.com/beta-glucan for your special offer today. Go get a discount. Try it out for yourself. That's nathancrane.com/beta-glucan. One of my good friends and integrative cancer doctors, Michael Karlfeldt, owns the Karlfeldt Center in Meridian, Idaho. And I'm really grateful that their team has sponsored this episode. Dr. Karlfeldt is a globally renowned naturopathic doctor in integrative oncology, and his center pioneers cutting-edge alternative therapies to combat cancer. They offer cutting-edge therapies, including high-dose IVs, ozone therapy, curcumin, mistletoe, photodynamic therapy, and many others within their 17,000-square-foot advanced medical and wellness treatment facility. With decades of expertise, they offer comprehensive root cause medicine tailored to support your healing journey. You can begin your transformative experience with a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. You can call them at 208-338-8902 or visit their website at thekarlfeldtcenter.com. Again, that's 208-338-8902 or go to the website thekarlfeldtcenter.com.
So again, I think it may be one of the most powerful biohacks because we can increase the efficiency of our oxygen by 300% just by learning to breathe properly in and out through the nose, right? And then you said there's many other applications. Yes, we can use breath work, you know, as a form of meditation, getting in a meditative state, getting in contact with the universe and all its resources. Because I tried to meditate many years ago and I had a difficult time emptying my brain and getting into the meditative state. It was not easy for me. But since I got in contact with breath work, now I'm so focused on what I have to do with my breath that automatically, you know, that's all I think about. And I get into a meditative state, right? I also did a TEDx talk on breath work, or at least the solution was a reset breath, because you just mentioned sympathetic. People are always stressed. They're in a sympathetic state. Just doing a 1 minute reset breath can get you from a sympathetic state into a parasympathetic state. So I use that when I know I want to calm down. I want to recover. I want to go from sympathetic to parasympathetic. I have a tool. I don't have to go anywhere. It's always with me, my breath, and I just can do a 1 minute breath reset to get me from sympathetic into parasympathetic. So you're right, a breath can control everything inside of your body, and people don't realize that you have that power, you have that tool. So I suggest everybody to start looking into breath work, YouTube, or there's great apps out there. I guess the app that I like to use is called Source. It used to be called The Breath Source, but it's called Source because there's the top breath masters in the world are on the same platform there, and you can download it for free on any device. So there's no excuse to start to learn to breathe properly, you know, increase that longevity and start to get in control of all those faculties of your body.
Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, leading us through a 1 minute breath work and give people an actual experience. They know how to do this themselves. Anytime you're stressed before a meeting, anytime you feel like you're go, 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 you need to just relax, calm down for a second, you know, before a big conversation, if you're feeling nervous, right? Like those are all the great times to remember to go, oh, let me do this breath work really quick. Because the more often, and I work with cancer patients as well, I have for a long time, you know, and the big thing I teach them is, look, we want to get your system into a parasympathetic nervous system state as often as possible, as many times throughout the day as we possibly can, right? Sympathetic has its benefits, you know, cortisol, adrenaline, you know, getting into a high intensity workout, sauna, ice bath, all those things are stimulating a sympathetic response. For short periods of time, we're creating a hormetic stressor, which is going to strengthen and build our mitochondria, right? But when we're stuck in that state consistently, which most cancer patients are, most chronic disease patients are stuck in that chronic sympathetic nervous system state, then their body's never getting into rest and digest and heal mode, or very rarely, right? So it's these little times, multiple times throughout the day, where we can just take a deep breath, calm our nervous system, get into a parasympathetic state, that then we can activate what I call the healer within, which is your own innate healing capacity. That's what we're doing. You and I, we don't heal anybody, right? The only true healer, exactly.
The rest is just interference.
Exactly. We don't heal anybody. You heal yourself by doing the right things. And so, yeah, if you don't mind guiding us through, you know, a little bit of breath work, that'd be awesome.
There's different resets breath, but the basic principle to go from sympathetic to parasympathetic is make sure your exhalation is longer than your inhalation. So if you want to keep it very simple, you breathe, for example, 3 counts in and then 4 or 5 counts out. So let's do a 3 in through the nose and 5 out through the mouth. That's just an example. So here we go. And in through the nose. And out to the mouth, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you do that 4 or 5 times, you're switching from sympathetic to parasympathetic. There's more complicated resets breaths. For example, I would do a quick 10 count inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. So 10 times. And then after the 9th time, when we inhale, we're going to hold for a certain amount of time. And then slowly exhale, inhale one more time, slowly exhale. And that would be the 1 minute reset breath, right? But again, it's kind of getting from that sympathetic into the parasympathetic. So there's many ways of doing it, but the easiest one is very simple for beginners, is do something where you inhale a few counts, but then exhale 1 or 2 counts longer. And that will get you slowly from sympathetic into parasympathetic.
You literally, those of you who are doing it with us right now, you can feel your whole energy shift in a few breaths, right? In literally a minute or less, you can feel your energy just come to balance, to harmony, to equanimity, which is what we want. We want that in our lives as often as possible. We want more peace, more happiness, more joy, and we can control our nervous system by practicing this. And we want to practice it right throughout the day, before we're stressed or angry or anxious or whatever, so that we have it in our toolkit. So when those moments do come, we go, oh, I've got a tool for this. All right, let me just 1 minute. Right, one deep breath, and like you can literally calm yourself down. You do it for a minute, now you can make better decisions. I think we all want to make better decisions in our life, in our relationships. Less fighting, less anger, less resentment, less jealousy, all the things that nobody really wants, right? And we can control it with breath work. I love that this is one of your top 3, you know, hacks. It's really, it's beyond a hack, isn't it? It's a biological imperative. I mean, it's something we were designed with to take control of our nervous system. We've been, I mean, I believe we've been designed.
It should be taught in elementary school, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So I'd love to know a little bit more about your background. I mean, you were a competitive swimmer. What got you into swimming?
Well, that's an interesting story. In elementary school, I grew up in Belgium. It's called differently, but I was the fastest runner of the class. I was on a basketball team, soccer team, you name it. But when it came to swimming, I got beaten by a good friend of mine. His name was Peter. And that was because he was part of the local swim team. You know, he was a competitive swimmer. So I don't really recall it because I was 6, 7, 8 years old. But my mom, you know, tells me that I was really, really upset because I lost. And so the next day I decided, or I asked her if I could join the local swim team myself. So that's where I found my passion for swimming. But today I still joke about it that it's actually my worst sport, right?
Well, you must have been pretty good at it.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
you had,
yeah. That's how I got into swimming because I couldn't win in it.
And so how'd you end up coaching? Well, I mean, you became an All-American athlete, which is not easy to do in swimming. Swimming's very difficult, by the way. It's like it looks easy, but it's very difficult to get good at. I barely learned how to not drown, you know, swimming. And now I'm okay, but I'm still not. Like, I see how fast I was coaching I see how fast these young guys are. I was coaching these really young kids from, you know, 12, 13 years old up to like 16, 17 years old. But I was coaching the dry land program, and I was coaching them just through body weight exercises and strengthening their bodies and stuff so they'd be faster in the pool. And I'd watch these kids swim, and man, they're like dolphins in there. I get in there, they could lap me back and forth, no problem. And I'm just like, how the heck do these guys do it? It just blows my mind.
Well, a lot of technique, right? Everything has foundational stuff, energy reservation technique. It's all technique. But then, I mean, you know how many hours a day they spend in the water. It's one of those sports you got to put in a lot of time before you become that dolphin that you were talking about. But I mean, it's a good exercise, obviously. It's one of those where all the muscles are involved. You know, your lung capacity is very high because when you exhale, you got the resistance of the water. And, you know, there's a lot of mental aspects to that too, because, you know, when you're training 2 hours, you can't really socialize, you know, so it's also a very sport that's very internally, right? Because you can't talk while you're working out.
So how'd you end up becoming a coach of the Belgian Olympic swim team?
Yeah, so I swam competitive myself, several age group national records over there and some national records. And then, you know, because I was into sports, obviously went to University of Brussels. I did 4 years of physical education, which was a lot of fun. But what really was I going to do with that? So then I decided to add physical therapy to the curriculum over there because I was 22 when I graduated PE. And then I did physical therapy. I could do that in 2 years. Versus 4 or 5 years because I had all those exemptions. And at the time, you know, of course, I was a top swimmer in the country, and I wasn't swimming anymore, but they needed somebody to travel as an assistant coach and physical therapist. So actually it was easy for them to choose me because I could fulfill two positions, and they only had to take one guy to assist in the swimming and at the same time be the physical therapist. So that's when I believe 94, 95, 96, traveled a little bit around the world to prepare for the Olympic Games in Atlanta in 1996.
Yeah. Wow. What would you say is like one of your biggest learning experiences from coaching that team?
Well, you know, at the time, you know, I was still young, but I really got exposed to a little bit like, you know, what supplements are they taking? What are they eating? Certain athletes and coaches, you know, think it's important, and others totally ignore it. Even at the highest level, you know, they go eat a damn Whopper at Burger King or chicken strips with honey mustard sauce and fries. I mean, days before their event. So
you can do that when you're 24 as an athlete, right? But you can't do that when you're 35 or 40 as an athlete. I mean, the body just won't put up with it.
Yes, exactly. So it were interesting observations. We got me which got me at the time interested in supplements and in nutrition and diet, and that's kind of what took me then from there to I came to the United States in 1997 after the Olympic Games as a physical therapist. But then I got exposed to, you know, alternative treatments. I went back to school, got my license in acupuncture, doctor of oriental medicine, board certified in Chinese herbs, homeopathy, all the nine yards, which was cool. But after another 1,000 patients, I got very frustrated because these modalities or therapies, whatever you want to call them, they are indeed less invasive than conventional medicine, meaning drugs, injections, and surgeries. But I really didn't get the long-lasting results I was hoping for either. So that's when I decided to get my PhD in holistic nutrition. And also that's when I really started looking at, I believe Mother Nature must have the answer. And I started looking at animals in the wild and just tell people, ask what animals in the wild do. What do they drink? What do they wear? When they go to sleep? How do they digest? Where? I mean, all those things, if you ask those questions, you get the right answers, right? And so with the PhD in holistic nutrition and looking at Mother Nature, I really got very confident in helping anybody. And that's when I said, yes, I'll treat you with your cancer. Yes, I'll do this, because I got very confident. And because of that confidence, I started to write books. I started to do motivational speaking, keynote speaking, became the CEO of this clinic, anti-aging clinics, regenerative medicine clinics. And so, you know, now I'm, you know, regarded an expert biohacking. And so it's kind of a little bit of a journey from that competitive swimming and nutrition into, you know, anti-aging and bioidentical hormones, into regenerative medicine and stem cells, and now into biohacking, trying to stay on that edge. And I think it's very interesting, because one day I'm talking to cancer patients, Parkinson's, and those types of things. And what we're doing, Nathan, is we're giving them hope, right? Because conventional medicine has no solution. So with the hydrogen and with this and with that, we're giving them hope. And on the other end, I'm working with top entrepreneurs and you know, executives and top athletes, which is different. But guess what? The approach is the same. I'm both giving them hydrogen. I'm both, you know, balancing their body and giving them all the tools that the cells and the mitochondria need, no matter in what position we are. So it's odd, but the treatment's almost the same, right?
It's so true. Prevention, cancer prevention, disease prevention is almost exactly the same as, you know, cancer reversal or disease reversal. The difference is in the dose and the intensity, right? So like you're gonna downplay the intensity of certain things for a cancer patient, right? You're not gonna tell them, hey, go and work out, you know, 20, 30 hours a week. You're not gonna tell them to do, you know, multiple long sauna sessions every day, every week. You're gonna, you know, things that are gonna push them too far over the edge. Their immune system's already taxed. Right. So yeah. We're trying to get the immune system online without crossing the red line, versus somebody who's already healthy. Like, you can push them a little harder and you can activate, you know, hormetic stressors a little more. But the diet is going to be very similar to the same. Supplements and nutrients and a lot of the protocols are going to be very similar to the same. You know, you do have maintenance dosage, which is just health maintaining, versus, hey, we're doing therapeutic dosage, right? Which is, we're really upping the dose for periods of time for detoxification pathways or trying to eliminate parasites or whatever. But it's like, it is very, it's almost the same with just some slight nuances.
Correct. Yeah.
I have a question about something I read in your bio. So your bio says you're the founder of the Health Freedom Movement. Can you talk about that, and how are you the founder of the Health Freedom Movement?
Well, you know, founder, they put it down there. I mean, a lot of people use health freedom. But when I published my first book in 2014, Health for Life, I really started to doing some local talks and things like that. And so when I started talking during my talks, I would engage the audience. And every time I yell health, the audience would have to yell freedom. Right. And so I engaged the audience that way. And that's why it was called the Health Freedom Movement. But basically, I was teaching people actually what health freedom is. And it's what we just talked about not too long ago. It's like, look, you know, yes, we can blame the big pharmaceutical companies. We can blame the FDA. We can blame the media and the propaganda. And we can blame our doctors. We can blame our parents for their genetic makeup. But ultimately, it doesn't all matter. We just need to simply take responsibility for our own health and our own happiness and that of our loved ones. So basically, it's a choice. And the question is, which choice are you going to take? Are you going to decide to be sick and sad or healthy and happy? And the choice is yours. It's that simple. And that's really what health freedom is. We have that freedom. It's just a choice we need to make.
Yeah, I agree. It should be our freedom. You know, governments try to take away that freedom. I mean, you could say the health freedom movement started 40, 50 years ago, right? There's organizations back in the 70s that were really pushing for health freedom. You know, my friends over at Alliance for Natural Health, they've been pushing really for health freedom at a political level and an educational level for decades. You know, there's a lot of people been doing good work for many, many years, supporting our rights as people and patients to choose what we want for our bodies. We saw our health freedoms really start getting stripped away from us during COVID, right? Our option to choose what to do, what to put in our bodies, what not to. People's jobs were put on the line if they didn't get this experimental shot. People's, you know, livelihoods were taken away from them. You know, people were threatened. You know, you were called, you know, a killer. You know, you were called somebody who didn't care about others.
Being called all those things.
Right? It was insane. And I'm sitting here, you know, pushing for health freedom as well, the freedom to choose. And yet, and then we have this whole movement, this whole, you know, body movement, my body, my choice, which is so beautiful and powerful. And yet when it came to these experimental shots, oh, no, we don't care about your body, your choice there. That doesn't matter, right? You got to take that for the betterment of all and for the good of all. And yet no long-term studies, lots of adverse events, you know, people who are already healthy who have no need for something like that. Their immune system's fine. They're going to fight it off. Young people who had no concern about it, right? Yes, okay, people care about, you know, our elders and the people we love, and so we were concerned about them. But at the end of the day, it still needs to be your choice. It still needs to be your freedom of choice, what you put in your body. There should be no government agency ever that requires you to put something in your body. And that's crazy, because they're trying to take that right away from us, you know, every chance they get.
Yeah, 100% with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's great that you wrote a book about it in 2014, and you've been, you know, teaching it ever since then, and really getting people, you know, focused on making good choices for their own health. Because at the end of the day, it does come down to our own choices, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So you have something really interesting too. This, your medical director at Clarigen Z Health, there's a product you guys have, Clarigen Z. What is that? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was popular just after COVID. What happened when COVID started, I was a CEO of a stem cell clinic, and we obviously had to close the doors because we were non-essential. Mm. But at the time, I thought by myself, let's just sit back and think about what's my next move. And during that time, when I wasn't really busy, a colleague, friend, doctor of mine called up and said, hey, do you have time? Because we need help with pre-screening clients or patients for medical marijuana in the state of Florida here. I said, sure, whatever. So I ended up talking to about 100 people every week with what? With anxiety, depression, PTSD, and all these people are on Ritalin and Adderall and those kind of stuff. And it was interesting. And so I got myself delved a little bit more into Adderall and all those, you know, what they call smart drugs. And obviously they come with many side effects, including seizure, psychosis, increased risk for heart disease, and the list goes on lengthy. And then I said, okay, well, there's two things that I found talking to them. Number one is obviously there's always better alternatives if you do need something to focus or to operate better. And in, you know, they are called nootropics. So the natural alternatives to smart drugs are called nootropics. And there's a whole list of natural ingredients, even basic ones like ginkgo biloba, Chinese medicine, and all kinds of others that have the name nootropic that help with what? With memory, with focus and attention, etc. And then I came across a patented ingredient called biocitroid, which basically is a terpene from a citrus fruit, or a blood orange even better, from the Southeast region of Asia. And it showed that biocitroid within 30 minutes would have those effects of increased focus, attention, etc. Because it easily crosses the blood-brain barrier. A lot of supplements take several weeks to kind of build up in your system and work or don't work. So it had a pretty fast effect. And then so I contacted people that had the rights to this biocitrate in the US. And they were actually in the beginning stages of putting a product together. So then basically I helped them identify some other ingredients that I thought were beneficial in the product. And so we added L-tyrosine, an amino acid that has, you know, research that it helps with memory. We added phenylalanine, which is a neuroagent, which helps with, you know, photographic memory, focus, and those types of things. And then the third ingredient we added was phosphatidyl, which again is not only in our cells in our body, but also in our brain. Phosphatidyl stimulates NGF, nerve growth factor, which helps with brain cell formation and also with neurotransmission in the brain, etc. So those four very safe ingredients we put into a formula called Focus Plus. And we kind of helped a lot of people with these ADD, ADHD, and ADD kind of wean off Adderall and get on a natural nootropic. So that was kind of the area where we tried to have people on that nootropic. But that's when I also started to write my last book, book number 8, because my first 7 books were strictly health and diet and disease related versus now I actually, the other thing that I found talking to these hundreds of people, there was really an underlying cause. And we know there's therapies and drugs out there for depression and anxiety, but guess what? Most of those people did not have a purpose in life. That's what I found talking to them. And so when you teach those people or help them find purpose in life and passion in life and get a plan and get organized, then suddenly all those negative emotions go away, right? Because I put myself in their place. If I don't know what tomorrow brings, next week or next month or next year brings, financially or otherwise, of course, I'm going to be worried. I'm going to have some fear about what tomorrow brings. And those negative emotions turn into what? Anxiety, depression, and stress, and PTSD, right? And so by simply talking about purpose and purpose in life and finding passion and setting goals and really helping them that way, you don't need any drugs or any psychotherapist. All those negative emotions goes away, and you, because now you know what tomorrow brings, and obstacles suddenly becomes opportunities and stepping stones that bring you closer to your goals and dreams. So that's what I've really been focused on the last 2 years, is it's not just on health, but also on purpose in life and planning your life and regaining control, not just of your health, but regaining control over your life and your agenda, your calendar for tomorrow and next week and next year. Because when you're in control, you know, more control means what? More clarity, and more clarity means less stress, right? So that's where I kind of started expanding my view on health, is also incorporate those types of things to set a foundation, because I think purpose and plan are the foundation to anything, to better performance, to self-optimization, to better health. You have to have a purpose and a plan. And then we can get into, okay, now we need to learn to be present in the moment. We need to start biohacking. We need to upgrade the body, the mind, and life. And then we mold all those elements in what I call a power routine, something that we do on a daily basis that we can count on that gets us, you know, incremental steps closer to our goals and dreams.
Yeah, it's so true. The importance of really connecting to a deeper purpose in life and having that wake you up every morning. You're excited to do the work that you do and live your purpose and have a passion for it and pull you through the hard times, the challenging times, and keep you moving forward. I find having, you know, really kind of big, large purpose in life that's never ending. It's not like, oh, I'm going to achieve this goal one day, right? Like there are big goals, like small goals, big goals, but then there's like a larger purpose. It's like, I could do this for the rest of my life and it could show up in 100 different ways, but here's my big overarching purpose that's driving me every single day for the rest of my life. You know, it may show up like I just went on a humanitarian relief trip to, you know, help stop the starvation of people starving to death in northern Kenya. Right? That's one part of my purpose. Now that's added to my overall life purpose. I'm going to be supporting there for many, many years to come. Right. And like, it's like, but really it's figuring out what is your larger purpose and then how does that show up in your life? And it may mold and change over time. It certainly has in my own life anyway. But you know, really connecting to that and know what moves you and drives you and fulfills you, I think is super important. So,
most people have no idea, right? They either have no idea or they're barely tapping into it instead of unleashing it. And so we as coaches, that's what I do, right? I have conversations with them. I ask them questions and suddenly sometimes within half an hour, we identify it. Sometimes it takes a week, but it doesn't take long to really, you know, find that ignition and see them, their eyes look brighter and like, oh my God, yeah, that's it. Yeah. And then we need a plan, right? Because we have responsibilities, and so we can't just drop our job, but what we can do is we can start freeing up some valuable time. 1 hour a day is what I do with my clients to then, you know, work on their purpose while you're keeping your responsibilities and feeding your family. I'm not telling you not to stop doing that, but let's find some time, let's work on it. And at a certain point in time, we can transition into that full purpose. Yeah.
What is the name of that book? Is it out yet or no?
Yes, it's called the IZOT method, Unleash Your Superpower. You can get it on Amazon on my website. And so this has a little biohacking in it, but it also talks about purpose, plan, and those types of things. Yeah.
The IZOD method. So I've heard IZOD before. What does IZOD mean?
IZOD, apparently, when I came up with it, I didn't know that it had another meaning, but it's some clothing brand, apparently. Like,
right, there you go. It's a clothing brand. That's right.
But IZOD is in the zone on demand, right? Because it's one of those things that I teach is it's not just for athletes to be in the zone. It's a skill that we all can acquire to be productive and not be distracted, especially with the social media and everything that's going on today. There's certain things that we can put in place and skills that we can learn so we can produce whenever we want to. We can win whenever we want to. We can take that unfair advantage if you can turn it on and off right here in the zone, not in the zone.
So you use as an acronym, IZOD, in the zone on demand, how to get yourself into that flow state on demand and be effective, efficient,
into
productive.
The moment, into the flow state, yeah, on demand. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I like it. So, that's on Amazon. I see the IZOD method. And what's the best place for people to get in touch with you? What's your website?
Yeah, I'm not a big social media guy because that will get me in a dopamine overload, right? So, the easiest way is just go to my website, biohackingunlimited.com. My books are there. You can schedule a 20-minute free consultation with me. Mentorship programs are there. We also have something called the Limitless Lab, which is a 12-week program to self-optimization. Again, it's purpose, it's plan, it's upgrading, it's biohacking, it's there. And everything else is there. So biohackingunlimited.com would be your starting place.
Awesome. That's great. Well, thanks, Dr. Mark. It's great to have you on the podcast. Good to get to know you a little bit better. And love the work you're doing, man. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I love the work you're doing. It takes a team to get it going and get the word out there. So appreciate your time also, Nathan.
Absolutely. My pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Nathan Crane Podcast. Please make sure to subscribe and share this on social media. Then head over to nathancrane.com for your free ebook.
So when we're talking about, you know, what are these underlying causes and conditions of these chronic diseases, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, they all have very similar, if not identical, causes. And that's the thing, is when we get to the root cause of these diseases, we can not only prevent these diseases from ever happening, but empower our bodies to heal from them.
In every one of our cells, we have tens and hundreds of thousands of chemical reactions that are happening every second that are cycling back and forth. It's like sort of a yin and yang.
And, you know, for me, the soul's purpose is evolution. It doesn't care about comfort. It cares about evolution. Mm. And so I think so long as we are following our soul, then we will evolve. And I think what sometimes blocks us from living our purpose, from manifesting that next level of our expression, is we have not evolved.
There is also a time for letting go all the expectations and relax and just breathe and be grateful for what you have achieved.